Okay, Thursday night in the Oiz Lahadar Chav Zayin Amad Aleph, Perek Dalet Halacha Beis in the Gemara. The Gemara said, Akoponim, according to one man, the Yomar, in the Gemara, there's a Harisha that seems to be mutter. One Harisha seems to be mutter. Well, that's what the Gemara assumed, that one Harisha is mutter and twice Harisha is also. And therefore the Gemara asks, V'chok came, if you have the Oiz V'hodar Gemara, so it's Chav Zayin Amad Aleph, three lines from the bottom, it's five lines after the Gemara starts, after Perek Dalet Halacha Beis. V'chok came, it's good to pick up Lashonis Yerushalmi, V'chok came, the Rash Shrilio says, V'chi Kan, that's how he explains these two words. And now we'll learn the Rash Shrilio from Pshat in the Gemara, what the Gemara is asking. V'chi kan be'eretz Yisrael. I mean, everybody learns the question that way, but the Rash Shrilio is a little more poetic. V'chi kan be'eretz Yisrael, because the Hadgosha seems to be on the kan, like in Eretz Yisrael. It was the Rabbanan of Eretz Yisrael that learned the Mishnah that way, that it came out that the Harisha seems to be mutter. Like, why is it mutter? So, but he makes it into a whole thing. The Chikam Beretz Yisrael, Mokom HaMishpat, the Cheredas Yira Shemayim, Kein Nohagin, the Lokansi Bacharisha, the Tizora Lemoshe Yishvias, the Harisha Afilu Kamaisa, is a Torah Havya, Babylon Lemiknas, certainly it deserves to be Niknas if it's also to do. The Kuli Al Mahoka Chorshim Beshvias, the Zoran Lemotsoy Yishvias. Okay, so what's the pshat? So the Gemara answers as follows. Amar Rav Yosi Brabun, Tamon, meaning in Bavel, the perspective of the Amoiram. That's how we ended up learning 2 weeks ago. That the Amoiram in Bavel, that we're talking from the perspective of Ein HaMalchus Oneses, that there's no Gzeiros Malchus that would force them to produce some type of crop on Shvius. We'll see why. In a few minutes, we'll talk about Tosis and Sanhedrin that talks about why. Why is the Gzeiros Malchus make it mutter to do? We'll see in the Gemara. The Gemara talks about it a little. Mitzad Yehorek Val Yavor. We'll see in Tosis and Sanhedrin. But now, we're just learning the basic sugya, where it says, in Bavel, Eina Malchus Onesis. There was no Gzeiros Malchus. So therefore, from their perspective, certainly Harisha has to be treated as a no-no. And therefore, they learned in the Reisha of the Mishnah, where you did not cancel him, that Niskavtsa simply meant Nitlu Kotzeha. You did a superficial type Malacha. Baram Hocha, but from the perspective... What? It's anyway not the Araisa, but Zivul is also not the Araisa, and because it was a serious malacha, they canceled it. Right, in the Sefer. Baram Hocha HaMalchus Onesis. But from the perspective, we'll call it, of the Anshei Eretz Yisrael, so there was an Oines Malchus, we'll see exactly what it was. And therefore, they allowed one Harisha and not two. So we'll see. So let's see the Marafulda.
Does that mean?
Let's learn the Teretz. Okay. Let's look at the Marafulda. The Mashma Harisha Achas Muteres, the Chibut Alachas Beshvias Beretusel, the Amid Kolom Chorshim Harisha Achas. Amalchus Onesis, Kofalasis Avodus Karka Beshvias Ulacharsha, the Eef Shalasa Lahem, the Zora Bamotsoy Shvias, because the Harisha is mutter. The Harisha is mutter to do, so you're not going to cancel them. Al Kang Mukia Seifa Beshtei Harishos, he did an extra one. So the Ridvaz explains that the Gemara in Sanhedrin really says that when there was Xeris Malchus, it's mutter to plant also. In fact, let's look at the Ridvaz, even though it's on the next line of the Gemara. It just clarifies the whole inyan. Ho Rav Yanai. Let's learn one more line of Gemara. Barishayin Ekshayis Al Malchus Omeses. Ho Rav Yanai Shiyu Chorish and Harisha Rishon. So we're gonna look at the Ritvaz, and we'll see. Pirish. That's how we're gonna learn, like the Ritvaz. Pirish today, the Shalim La'arnona, which was a tax. Hora, they had to produce a certain amount of tefuah. Hora lachro shaktamachas lekavtsum and akotsim. That's why it's called shenas kavtsa. It was a somewhat superficial charisha. The derechu lachro shtei po'amin. Charisha rishona lekavtsa. Charisha shniya kadesha titzmacharme. To really, get the land loose and fertile. The hora rabbianai lachro shtamachas lekavtsa. Vilizroa. In other words, the superficial harisha with a zriya would produce enough crop to satisfy the malchus. Where he says even zriya is mutter. And the chanami did the zriya gamkein. Vila b'Yerushalmi hit the rak harisha rishayna. The dvarenu nicha, the avada, we're talking about the same thing. We're talking about that you're allowed to, for the sake of fulfilling the malchus's requirements, so it's mutter harisha, a superficial harisha, because that's all that was necessary to fulfill the malchus's requirements. A superficial harisha, which would allow enough zriya to produce a small crop enough to satisfy the malchus. Once you chayrish a second time, then already you're obviously trying to get your field to produce more than is necessary for the malchus. So then they cancelled you already. Lo tizor al motzoy shvius. Okay, so that's okay.
What the Mishnah means, like whose perspective is the Mishnah?
That's what we saw in the Ziv HaYom. There's an Arichas in the Achrayim about that. I don't know. They're giving different interpretations of the Mishnah based on, as the Gemara say now, based on their own experience. Doesn't have to be a machlokas. Doesn't have to be. It might be a machlokas what the Mishnah means, but now that we're learning the Gemara, it doesn't have to be a machlokas what the Mishnah means. It could be just they explain the Mishnah differently based on their own experience. So they read their own. Now, according to most Rishonim, the Mishnah is really saying the same thing. In the Reisha, it's saying that a more superficial, like we saw from Rashi and Moed Katan, even if you did a malacha, if it's more superficial, according to Eretz Yisrael, it turns out that the harisha is mamish mutter. Right, it turns out that if skavtza means harisha,
well, the Mishnah doesn't really address it for us.
But that the Gemara interprets it that it's mamish mutter. So obviously you're not going to cancel it if it's mutter. This is a difficulty because this is what the Gevager and the Mishnayos brings up, that there are those that learn in the Mishnah a one-time harisha, which is more superficial, they didn't cancel, and a second-time harisha, they did cancel without bringing in the inyan of Gzeiros Malchus. What we're learning in our Gemara is that in Eretz Israel they interpreted the Mishnah that they did not cancel for a harisha because according to the way we're learning, Marafulda, Rishas, Ritvaz, we're going to see now the Gra learn differently. But according to this pshat, clear, they didn't cancel. The Chachmei Eretz Israel learned the Mishnah with Gzeiros Malchus. They didn't cancel the Reisha because it was actually mutter to be Choresh. Not only was it mutter to be Choresh, but it was mutter to be Zareya in order to produce the small amount that the Malchus wanted. In the Sefer, they cancelled Zibul, fertilizing, and Harisha a second time because that's obviously meant to produce a bigger crop. If you're looking at the Mishnah without a Gzeres Malchus, then you're saying in the Reisha it might be usher to do, but they didn't cancel it because it's a more superficial ain't a malacha chashuva, or maybe it's not a malacha at all, it's only marasayin. So they didn't cancel the resha when you cleared away the field. Once you did something more serious, more heavy, you plowed or you were mezabel, then they canceled. Those are the two pshatim in the Mishnah. You want to know that
theoretically, if there was an onus malchus in Bava,
what?
Theoretically, if there was an onus malchus in Bava,
they would have, according to this, they would agree, yeah. Now, the difficulty is the Rash and the Rosh, these are the before, this is Yerushalmi. Now, if you learn Mishnayos and you learn Rash, let's say you go to the Rash Mishats and the Mishnayos. So he interprets the Mishnah. With an he allows for the interpretation that the Reisha is one Harisha and the Seifa is two Harishas. Doesn't say a word about Xeris Malchus. The Rosh, Pligibi Yerushalmi, Ikamandi Omer Shenitlu Kotseha, Ikamandi Omer Shenechrisha, Ki Harisha Rishaina Hilamas Hakoitzim, yeah, and Tizor Lamotzoi Shvias. He doesn't say because it's Mutter, even in the interpretation. That the first that the reisha is harisha, and it's a superficial harisha. It's just killing the kotzim. So he learns that's why tizora lematzoy shvius, because it's only a superficial harisha. He doesn't say because it's mutter the gzeres malchus, the rosh. And if you learn the rav on the mishnah, the same problem. The rav. So wait, if you're learning mishnayos shvius. No. Gotta have a. I can't find. Mishnayos. Mishnayos Shvius with Rav. Perek Dalet Halacha Beis. Yeah, the same thing. Oh no, he says, Masisam Shas Sakana. No, the Rav's okay. Okay, so the Rosh and the Rash. What was it? Kibagir. Ah, no, his problem with the Rav, if Kibagir's problem with the Rav, is he learns the Reisha Shenitlu Koitzeha and the Seifa Shenechresh Tepa Omen. So that Vega says there's no, like, but yeah, Zakesh Dora LeBetre, which the Rav does like 1,000 times.
So what is he asking on one Harisha?
Apparently it would not cancel, because he says it's talking about Xeris Malchus, one Harisha's Mutter. I can understand the Rav. I understand the Rav. The Rav didn't want to learn in the Mishnah that the pshat in the Reish is that it's mutter. And there's no chiddush. It's mutter. You don't tell me a din. You don't tell me a din to zara lamotzoy shviyas if it's mamish mutter and you were allowed to be zareyed on shviyas too.
So the
Reish
is not.
I can hear. Okay. Anyway, if you're interested, and even if you're not interested. Learn the Gra. If you have the Art Scroll Gemara, so we're going to learn the Chilufei Girsos Ubiurim on page Chav Zayinam and Aleph, number 2. And we're going to go with the Gra, but I want to follow. You have Chav Zayinam and Aleph 2?
Yes.
Okay, in the box, on the right side, the last paragraph. Hamon Tnino. In the Chilufa Girsos of Biurim.
Oh, the textual interpretive variance.
Oh, you have the English. the Hebrew. Do they have the Gros Girsos there and they start and they say it over? Tamon Tnino? Do they have the Gros there? Do they bring down the Gros? Okay, forget it. Let's learn the Gros.
Yeah, Tamon Tnino. Yeah.
Okay, now if you look at the Gros. In the page of the Gemara.
Yeah.
He has a whole different gear, so he throws in a whole new piece of Gemara. This will for the Rosh and the Rav, they seem to interpret the Mishnah a lot like the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says it's talking about with Zeros Malchus. But now we're going to learn the Gra. The Gra, you'll see that there was the Gra's Giras also doesn't have Zeros Malchus as the teretz of the Gemara. Let's see. Ori Garcinon, Tamon Tninon, we bring down a Mishnah in Sanhedrin. The Mishnah in Sanhedrin lists people who are psulim lohoyed. So one of the lists in the Mishnah is Osvei Shvias, people who would gather in crops on Shvias. Then the Mishnah says, Misharabu Hu Anosin, meaning the government made a lot of taxes on the people. Hayukoran Osam Sochre Shvias. That's the Mishnah. In other words, once there were Misim, so people who would gather in crops on Shvias would be kosher le'edus, and only Sochre Shvias would be possible. Right? Okay, so that's the Mishnah in Sanhedrin. Tamon Tnina, again, Hachi Garcina. Tamon Tnina Misharabu Anosin. Are you Koronos and Sochre Shvias, meaning only Sochre Shvias would be Psulim Le'edus, but the other people had to produce a crop for Ka Amrit Cain. But here, you're saying that they canceled Hamataya Bishvias, Shalom Tizora B'motzoy Shvias. Pirish to also mashmud al kaponim the evid mutal zorav b'motzoy Shvias. Chanamer chimitayu l'tum b'motzoy Shvias. According to the Gra, the Gemara is asking the following question. It's not mistavra that if the Bichayrish once is mutter, that they would cancel when you chayrish twice. In other words, the Rosh and Rash say such a svara, the knas is only for shana b'chet, if you did the chet more than once. So according to the Gra, that's the Gemara's kasha. If Harisha once is mutter, then the sefer doesn't make sense. How could you say Harisha once is mutter? Harisha wants his mutter. Because Misharabu Hu Anosim, Harisha wants his mutter. But then you're turning around and you say in the Sefer and you're saying Shinataiva Loitizar Lamotsoy Shvias Kumishani. So the Gemara answers Tamon Ein HaMalchus Onesos. Pirish Khan, Shein HaMalchus Onesos. In our Mishnah, it's talking about there are no Anosim, there's no Xeris Malchus. So they canceled when you were Chayrish twice. So the Pshat and the Reishas, they weren't Chayrish, they didn't cancel you for once, and they were Chayrish you for twice, and they canceled you for twice. What? Shana B'chet. They only canceled when you were Shana B'chet. There was no Anos, you weren't allowed to be Chayrish even once. So according to that Gerson Yerushalmi, our Mishnah is not talking about when the Malchus is Oneses. If you look at the Rosh and the Rash, anyway. If you learn the Mishnah, the Rosh and the Rash, and you say it's not like the Gemara and Shvias, so realize that according to the Gra, according to the Girsas HaGra, so it works out good. The Rash says, yeah, that they cancel him if he did the Chet twice. Shana B'Chet is my word. The Rash, he does. When he did it twice, they canceled it. Okay, so according to the Gra, that's, he puts in a line into the Gemara. How can you say here that they cancel for being Chayrish Nepomim? The Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, says it's okay to be Chayrish. So it's a funny question. But if you know the Rush, it's not a funny question. That means in the Reisha, for sure, they didn't cancel it. It's mutter, but they shouldn't have even canceled in the Sefer. And that stems with the Rush. It's very good. The more answers that we're talking about, there's no Gzeiros Malchus. So they canceled for being Chayrish twice. That's it. That's a good. According to the Gemara, that's how you read the Gemara. Okay. Now we have to really look at the Sanhedrin. No, I took out a Sanhedrin. Oh. Toys the Sanhedrin that Chavodim and Aleph. Heaven's down there if you want. We're going to learn Toysis on Heaven, Chavodah Manalah.
What?
Chavodah Manalah. Top Toysis. That they had to produce a certain amount. That's what we're learning about. What's going on here? So, what would happen? So the Ravid, they would lose their field. This already gets us into the Mechira territory, because the Turks would take away their fields. The Ravid says they would lose their fields. If you don't work it, they would take away the field from the owner. So you would lose your source of parnosa. So the Ravid also said, let's talk about Loyachsiko Elibov. It's talking about it. That's the Ravid. And therefore it's only Noig Midirabonon. So Bambi Tiru Lavo Bay Oinus. Avaloy Bemeshech Zik. Okay, so you learned this to Rabbonon. Toysel says it's Rabbonon is Manazesh. Shvius Mishmanah says it's Rabbonon. The Ravid learned to talk about Bokam Shalor Zikol Ebobel.
So if it's
instant Rabbonon,
how does the fact that they
could
lose the field?
Rabbonon will matter it.
Oh, the Rabbonon, not.
Yeah, they weren't even Israel Rabbonon. It means Rabbonon will matter it. We're talking about it. It's mutter. We said it's mutter. Rabbonon will matter it. Now, there is a general shaila. What? That's Taisa's first Eretz.
The Gemara was telling him in the timeline that Shemitah was there.
That's what Taisa says, yeah. In the time of Bayashemi, many Shemitahs told Shemitah was Rabbonon. Now the Minchas Chinuch, there's a famous shaila on the Achronim. You're not allowed to be over Nisr, even if it means losing all your money, right? You're not allowed to be over Nisr if it's Pikuach Nefesh. So what about being over Nisr Drabonon if you're going to lose all your money? That's a famous shaila of the Achronim, a general shaila.
The Rabbonim were not
Matir. That's the shaila. Can you be over Nisr Drabonon? You're not allowed to be over Nisr Dereis, even if it means you're going to lose all your money. What about Nisr Drabon? So the Minchas Chinuch discusses our Toysis, our Gemara, of this Toysis in that context. And so he says, Tak, it's no Raya from here, because here Rabbonon decided to be Matir. If you can't bring a Raya, then it's automatically Mutter. Here Chazal felt they should be Matir.
Why can't it be they later on will matter it? Why do you have to be godel to be mavatel the din, to change the din,
to be matirid in the case of extenuating circumstances? I don't know if you have to be godel mimenu. Maybe, yeah. If you do, then we'll say what you said. that they were maybe they and maybe they were bigger, or they built in the heter to do it, or you don't need it. So you don't need it. An extenuating circumstance. You're not being mevatel based on the bichalero. You're saying it's mutam b'chi ha'gavna.
Then you can say that in every extenuating circumstance.
But the Chiddush point is that you need a rabbanon, you need a bezin, you need a rabbanon to be matter. It's not that the din is that it's mutter. There's a general shaila where maybe the din is that it's mutter to be even this or the rabbanon in order to avoid losing all your money. I'm reading it out of context a little. He said you can't start pointing to hefsid. I mean, he says shvius by its nature entails hefsid. Shvius isura b'mokum seida, avu b'mokum sheiyev shalamoid hitiru. Vein lano al advarim hakoyul lemesarabim, avu moira shel yochid la hitir b'mokum seida. Oh, he says maybe it's a difference between rabbi and a yochid. If a yochid stands to lose all his money, you still have no raya. It would be mutter to be over the yisra shvius for rabbana. He says it was a question of the rabbi that affected everyone. Mishum hefset proti lo hitiru. Ain't a kachol hamoed. He brings down toises about pikuach nefesh. Hoduch sibachitema manoicho bashono ashvius. Eina kavona haftocha shaloi tovi lidei pikuach nefesh alidei chisor and tvua shono ashvius. It's not a promise. Maybe there might be circumstances sometimes of pikuach nefesh where you have to be over the ashvius. The Torah is not promising you that shvius will never lead to pikuach nefesh matzah. Alav tochos brocha b'shul shmiras shvius u'manocha al dechsev ratzalo malokim oshatachshol v'derech hateva sheshvisos chotir tovi l'cho hefsev v'tichye chayitzar elatzav alokas habrocha. He says it's not a promise that it's a brocha. It could be garam achay too. It's a brocha for shmiras shvius. The bracha was given to all Klal Yisrael, but a yochid could suffer on shvius. The mitzvah shvius or shvius nitches and make a koach nefesh. The whole mitzvah is on Torah. He says you find hinichu krochim alakadesh kadesh yisukal aymaniyim b'shvius. Well, they some call avtochas brichas bracha b'shishis. Ki rosh a gavra ha'anius. Well, I am retired listening to the bracha.
So does everyone learn like that?
I don't want to take it out of context. I'm not sure what he's saying.
When Tosfos says pikuach nefesh, he doesn't mean that the king's soldiers.
We're really in the middle of Tosfos. Tosfos' second tirade is that it's pikuach nefesh. Inami is lemit the pikuach nefesh who is a shoylem a melech mas, vein lem mas she yifru, who mesu betfisus a melech. Kochi it nabi Yerushalmi im nechayei nefesh. Yeah, what are you asking?
From Tosfos it sounds like the Pikuach Nefesh doesn't necessarily mean that the soldier is going to come and stick you with the sword. It means that because they're going to take your parnas away, you're going to die.
No, they're going to put you in jail.
They're
going to lock you up. Look at Tosis. Are you looking at Tosis on Eved? Read it.
Means
that
they take their land or take their bodies?
Bodies. Why a moiser is called a roides. It's not like nowadays where you have a public defender and you have color TV. You don't have closed circuit TV in their jails. The jails is more like Yosef's jails. It was like a hole in the floor and they let you down into the pit. People died. That's called Pikuach Nefesh.
I just think it's not meant that they
that's what it means. 1,000%. That's what it means.
That's what it means.
Yeah. So Tosfos gives two terutzim about what this Gemara's heter is based on. One is that Shvius is the Rabbonon, and according to the Minchas Chinuch, Rabbonon were matir it for that reason. And according to the second terutz of Tosfos, it reached a level of Pikuach Nefesh.
Talking about the bracha of Shana Shishis, so you know by Shvius whether you got it or not.
I don't know if the bracha is always that there'll be a lot of tefillah. Maybe Mesmerech is the Neyav. Also, I don't know. So there's another way. Okay, let's go back.
The second character
Yeah, I assume so. You could even say it's the Arisa. It's the Bruch Nefesh. I don't know. Tosfos says the first Arisa is the Ma'iri Bishvius Kuzman Azed the Arisa. The second Arisa says maybe it was the Bruch Nefesh. Tosfos means it's the Bruch Nefesh, and therefore you can even say it happened in a time when it was the Arisa. You want to know how that could happen? If you hold like a little tam, knew that there's no hekesh between Yovel and Shemitah. The hekesh is between Yovel and Shemitah. Is between the according to many Rishonim, there's no hekesh between Yovel and Shemitah. Shemitah's no given that there's no Yovel. No. I think it's a Rabbeinu Tam. That's the machlokes Tosfos and Gittin. Because it is different Rishonim. That's zikha that Tosfos second Teres is coming to say that even if Shmuel is the Araisa, it was a question of Pikuach Nefesh. Okay, Chav Zayin Amud Beis. Now, here's one of these Girsa Yerushalmis. So we're going to learn with the Mara Fulda first. Kad mashmad have a me'ever when the gzera shmad, and it's interesting that it calls it shmad, we'll see about that. When kad mash hochi garsinan, kad mashmad have a me'ever when the shmad was over, chamisun, he saw them, Rabbi Yanai saw them, Damien Kovato. Means they were Chayrish anyway. It became a Kvius to be Chayrish. That's what happens when you matter something for a reason. Then the reason goes away, they kept on being Chayrish. Omalei, so he said to them, to the people, Ha'isr Shara Lachon? Vachi Perusha, let's lead him Arafulda. Sha'ova Gzeris Hashmad, Ra'a Olson Shenidma Lohen, Kilunasa Kvaladovar, Beheta Lachrish Bishvias. The words of the Gemara, Amir di shari lachon. Yisurim I was matter to you, meaning so that you shouldn't have Yisurim, umardus, Bishvil Isuch Harisha. Avala Isak the Koi Koi. In other words, I was matter without a Shasa Tchak, that you shouldn't suffer. He over a Gzeira, but Isar Chayzal Makomo. The Loma Doima Bay Nechem Kikva Veheter. Now, why do you call it Shema? That's a shtickle problem. Because if it was Shema, then even Pekuach Nefesh wouldn't help you. What about the first teretz of Tosfos? That maybe is even if it's Shema. What's the first teretz of Tosfos? That Shvius V'Dovlen D'Rabbonim. That also doesn't help if it's Shema. No, because we're going to have soon if it's Shema. You can have sort of it's Shema, then even on a minig Yisrael, you have to be Yarek Val Yavar.
If the Rabbanu was Matur, it's not even Matur.
Yeah, but why would they be Matur if it was Shema?
They'd be Matur because,
why would they be matur
because
if it's
of the money.
But why should they do it if it's Shema? If the din by Shema is that you're supposed to be Moser Nefesh even on the smallest thing, so why would Rabbanu come along and be Matur it? No, it's not. It's not Mestava. Rabbanu would be matir something that on a D'oraisa level would call for a serious nefesh.
Well, here they can be matir, but it won't be.
Why? I don't think they would. It's not Mestava. It's not Mestava to me that Rabbanu would be matir shmad if the union of shmad is that if it's shmad even on the smallest narishkeit, on Raksa de Masane, the red shoelace. We're going to have a tune in the Gemara. So you're supposed to be Moisa Nefesh because their intention is Shmad. So why would Rabbanan make their din less than a shoelace? I don't know. Think about it. Doesn't make sense. I don't even think they could be matir it because it's no worse than the red shoelace.
You just be acting.
Yeah. So I don't know. It could be you have to say Shmad is lav davka. I don't know if you have to say maybe Shmad is lav davka. Doesn't mean Shmad doesn't have to mean maybe that their intention was lahavir al adas. That's what Shmad means in that din. Could be stam. It was directed at yidden. It was a gzera that caused Shmad. I don't know if you have to say it was a gzera Shmad.
This is after the Maran Fulton. That is after Kab Mishmad, Mikshar Mashmad. He brings there from the other Gersas will say Kab Mishumad Habayover.
Yeah, that's a different Gersas.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's only.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll go with the Mara Folders Gersas. You want to go through the Gersas? Okay. Okay. So that's one. So that's a marafold. So again, what do these three lines in the Gemara mean? According to marafold, it's kad mishamid havim ever when the gzereshmad stopped chamis and avyanai sua damian kavis that they kept the plowing. They made it into kvius omalei, and he said to them, "Isashari lachon." I wasn't matter in the yisurim. Mirdi Shari Lachon, I was matter to you because of the chashash of Yisurin and Mirdi. So Damian Kavosa, I guess, I mean, again, like it is, so you. Okay, let's try a different Gersa now. Let's do the Pnei Moshe. Chad Meshumid. There was a Meshumid. Havi Iyaver Bishmitza. He passed by on Shemitah by fields. Chomsun, and he saw Ramyun Kovota. Ra'a Olsom Sheherimu Hageder Soviv Hasode. Bechdeshi Oluchu Likone Shom Elu Harotsin Lachrosh. Shlo Yuhu Chorshin Bish. Shlo Yuhu Likone Shom Elu Harotsin Lachrosh. Oh, that people that wanted to be Choresh shouldn't be able to come in. they locked out potential chorishim. Okay, it's chad b'shumid avi iavar b'shmitza. Chamson yisua ramin kavasa, that they were marrying the ged there so that people that wanted to be chayrish wouldn't be chayrish. Amar lahem, so he said to them, istu lashon mikruhu b'daniel shor l'chayin mirdi. Are you being married b'melech? Because you're obviously not letting people plow and pay the mas, so you're being married b'malchus. Okay, is that the end of the story? And what would be the point of the story according to the Pnei Moshe? That it's talking about b'gzas. Oh, it's proving maybe that it's pikuach nefesh. Yeah. According to the Pnei Moshe, we're saying a story. Oh, very good. It flows very well, so to speak. No, the line before said that Shehoisa Malchus Oneses Hor Rabbanai Shurichoshin Charisha Rishayna, right? Now, this fits in good according to the second Teretz of Taisus. The flow is very good. Chad Meshumid, now there's a story where they were taka putting Sakonos Nefashis. According to the Mara Fulda, what's the point of the Gemara? It just makes more sense to me according to the first Teretz of Taisus. Why? The point, according to the Mara Fulda, I don't know if it's a Chiddush. According to everybody, can ask what's the Chiddush. The point of the Mara Fulda is, like, don't get carried away, right? It just makes more sense to me according to the first Teretz of Taisus. According to the second Teretz of Taisus, so we know Pikuach Nefesh is Doicha Kol HaTorah Kula. We know when there's no more Pikuach Nefesh, it's not Doicha. You don't need a conversation about that. According to the first Teretz, you say they were Matirid, so maybe the place they had the blind. You know, once they were Matirid, they were Matirid. So he said, no, I was never Matirid. Right, it was Chuyah, not Hutra, something like that. I mean, that has to be the point according to Mara Fulda.
The first one was with the Korbanot Omer, like Zeres Rabbanan, that since the Beis Hamikdash is going to be built, so you can't eat it the whole day because you're going to want to eat it in the morning.
Yeah, but to be naked because of that, Machmer because of that. Here he's being naked.
No, because the people are being naked. Because the people's nature is to just do what they did last year.
Oh, that's what you mean. Yeah, but what's the chiddush of the point? What's the point of these three lines of Gemara? According to the Mara Fulda, the point is to point out that when the Einus Malchus no longer exists, Avadar Harish is just as awesome as it ever was. That's what the Mara Fulda learns in the Gemara. That's the point of the Gemara. Okay, I'm just saying the point really doesn't seem to be a chiddush. Maybe according to the first Teretz of Taisus and Sanhedrin, I can hear the point. According to the Pnei Moshe, it's just a nice story, but the point of the story is that it could take a leap to Pikuach Nefesh. Not following the king's dictates and support. What? It's a story that he mastered on them. It's a story that Taka brought to Pikuach Nefesh. They bring down here from the Ran and Sanhedrin another way of learning the story. Chad Meshumad Yaver Bishmitza, and he saw people. Chamson Ramyan Kovata. He saw them gathering tvua in piles and making a godish. Omalahon, he wanted to check for them. Hosotu Mansharalacho. Who was Matthew to be Soite from Mitzvahs?
This was the time period they were allowed to do it.
Doesn't say.
Must be. You have to look at the bad person. Wasn't giving the muster for doing something they were doing wrong.
Should we look for the Ram? What did Chaim Kanievsky say to you? You want to look it up, Ari? Do you have a Chaim Kanievsky there? No, I don't think they...
What am I looking at here?
It's the regular... They have a Chaim Kanievsky.
Oh, I should
look up Chaim Kanievsky. Yes, let's see how he learns the story. Or these three lines. The black, yeah.
Black?
No, it's not there. I think it's down there. But I don't know where they have it.
But that's the same.
It's yeah. Not him, really. It's someone who transcribed. It's like a Daf Yomi Shiri give. Someone transcribes it. Also, Chad Meshumer, he's learning.
Yeah. Then he says, "Pirush Hashda shehitiru lachem lachrosh, klum hitiru lachem gam nesakel avonim labedcha dafila harishayim hoyu bekiim biyisru shvius."
So he was shepherding. He was shepherding them. Okay, we'll stop here. Matt, I noticed you didn't answer me. What's doing?